It Happens Every Spring was written by Dr. Gary Chapman and Catherine Palmer. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Tyndall House Publishers. I'm Jill Schellevarger. Chapter 1. The night lightning struck a power pole on the west side of Lake of the Ozarks, Patsy Pringle knew right away there would be trouble in Deepwater Cove. The sizzling bolt of brilliant radiance brought a deafening clap of thunder and knocked out the electricity in all of the neighborhood's 23 houses. Light bulbs blinked off, computers fried, televisions died, and dogs scooted on their bellies to hide under beds. Up the road from the cove, at the Just As I Am beauty salon in the little town of Tranquility, Missouri, the blow dryer in Patsy's hand whined down to nothing, bringing Esther Moore's weekly set and style appointment to a sudden end. "Well, I'll be," Patsy said. "Good thing you were my last appointment of the day. I'm going to have to shut her down." "Nuts," Esther muttered as she patted her damp hair. "I'd better head home and rescue Charlie. My husband couldn't find a candle with a search warrant." Patsy fished a flashlight from the drawer at her styling station and snapped it on. As she helped the older woman locate her purse and keys, she worried about the widows in the neighborhood. Deepwater Cove was home to 7 of them, ranging in age from 63 to 94. This early in March, many would have had their electric heaters on during the storm. She hoped they could find enough blankets to stay warm. "I'll bet Boofer's beside himself," Esther said. "That mutt is too fat to get behind the sofa these days. He'll be howling, and Charlie'll be bumping his bony old knees on the coffee table trying to find that dog. The power company probably won't get the lights back on for hours. We never do. Well, bye, Patsy. Charlie'll be itching to get out."